At this time, did you have a comment?
No.
At this time, we have public comments. Anyone wish to make a comment to the commission on matters that are not on the agenda? Yes, ma'am. Come forward, please. Yep. And no, you do not have to be sworn in. There we go. Just state your name for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Withrow. I am trying to get my license and user feedback. Commercial Waterman's Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I came here. I spent a few months ago to try, and I froze. I just really didn't debate and speak on what I needed it. It's just I, the previous time I came up here to get it, I told y'all that I was at a funeral for my father back home in Texas.
Okay.
But without it, I can't go to work. I mean, I have a boat tied up at the pier that can't leave unless I get it to go back to work.
Okay. Have you discussed it with staff?
Yes.
Okay. Is staff here? Staff is here. Stephanie's here.
Yeah,
can how long ago?
I would say maybe 4 months.
Was I here?
No.
Oh, it's been longer than I'm trying to gauge my sanity and my oh, are you trying to gauge it? Come on now. I started it. March 19th, I came back to work here. So, you know, okay, let's do this. Tell me why, or tell the commission, me, why you didn't, or why you didn't get your card, or did you miss a deadline, or what?
I didn't miss the deadline for it. Like I said, my father had a heart attack, flew back home, then he got better, came back here, then he passed away.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time there. And then when I came back here, then I had to go back for the estate. And in the middle of it, it just totally missed the deadline.
Okay. Let me hear from staff. I think this one, you better raise your right hand. You solemnly swear a testimony, but to give me the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, except to God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please.
Robert O'Reilly, Chief of Fisheries Management.
What's up,
so,
Bob?
Previously, I think what happened is there was the funeral, and this person was away. Unfortunately, the way the regulation was changed by the commission in July of 2015 was that the exceptions that used to be granted were now strictly granted on a medical basis or on a active military basis. At the same time, however, the deadline for applying for the commercial fisherman registration license was extended from the end of February to the end of April. So April 30th. So it was a situation where the commission allowed more time to apply. So anyone would have had the ability to apply from December 1 of the previous year until April 30th of the following year for that current year, since our licensing starts December 1. The commission did hear this case. We confined the record and decided there were a couple of appeals that day to turn the appeal down. The only chance to consider this a situation is if you look at Chapter 610 and Regulation 610 and consider the medical situation not to be personal, but to be, in other words, it was her father-in-law, I believe?
No,
your father. It was her father who had the medical situation, not this person here. That would be the only way to look at this perhaps in a different light than it was looked at maybe 5 months ago, shall we say? All right.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
So,
and staff would be happy to go over this and then come back to the commissioner for him to look at the information.
Let me ask you this. Is she asking for anything that deals with quota or ITQ or anything at this juncture based on?
Did you state, I thought I heard you state when you came up, is it the Oyster Resource user fee that you're really interested in?
Waterman's card, and obviously the user fee, the card's no good. smooth as that. I can't go work off smooth as that.
And did you have the user fee in 2013, 14, 15, or 16?
13 or 14, I think it was. I'm not 100% sure.
This would take a little investigation.
Well, let me tell you, from a medical perspective, I have some... Look, you guys heard this before. I don't want to get in front of you, honestly, and I don't know what came up, and I'm not going to make a decision that is that contravenes what a sitting commission did before I got here. You've heard what they've said. Is there any merit for staff at this juncture to go back and look to see what actually happened based on what you've heard this morning? Only thing that I will say is medical to me. You know, I know it's personal, but at the same time, when your father dies, that's pretty medically personal.
Yeah.
That to me it is. By the rule of law, likely not, but at the same time, we have, anyway, that's what else. Mr. Tankard.
She just mentioned the back and forth, which in my memory I didn't account for. You know, I think her father became ill with a heart attack. She returns here after, then her father subsequently died. I didn't remember the back and forth.
And so I'm
sure there's more to it than even that. So
would the commission entertain, if the staff does some checking on it, hearing this matter this afternoon, if we can get just the information? Is that too soon, Rob? Can y'all do that?
No, I think we have the information on file, so...
Especially if it's not something that deals with ITQ or something that's limited entry and things that are that, and you asked the question, obviously, about the Oyster user fee, if she had that, and need to look at that. Let's just... If we... Somebody have another comment? Mr. Zedrin, and then...
I guess I have a problem with, you know, when we make a decision, we gotta stick to it sometime. And if everybody, including all the applicants that came before us today and all this type of thing, and if we turn it down, we sit here and listen to everybody and listen to the evidence, and we turn them down, then they're here next month and over. When does it stop? And I think we have to, you know, trust in their staff. They do a good job. And I think we need to trust in their commissioners to hear the evidence, to do what's right. And when it's done, it's done. And I think, you know, we're not talking about a two-day time to apply for a license. We're talking about this December 1st to what date?
April 30th.
April 30th. Well, you know, it's sort of like my bar license, you know? It comes due, and you got to pay your dues every year. A waterman, they got to have a waterman card. They got to have a user card. It comes due. And when you can look at 3 or 4 months, and it's not that difficult to do. You just send your money in, okay? And so I think to... Task the staff now is going back. First of all, it's going to be a piecemeal thing because they don't have the time. We need to give our staff the time to properly research what the matter is and properly come up with their opinion and recommendation to this board. And I think to task him with, hey, look, go look at this in the meantime, you know, and come up with a recommendation in a couple hours, I don't think it's fair to the staff.
Well, in all due respect, I know the mechanics of this operation, and I know it wouldn't take the staff very long whatsoever to go down there and pull the exact numbers that we're dealing with. If I would not overly burden my staff and ask them to put them in a position to do that, I know the mechanics, and I know. How long would it take you to get the information?
Probably 20 minutes.
Okay.
But Mr. Zijon's right on his premise about the whole reason why the commission did revamp the registration system and did not want to have exceptions all the time. But I think, in fairness, we did not hear the case last time. What staff does, Mr. Zedron and the rest of the commission, we run the harvest history, we run the license history. So we'll be able to just show you pretty quickly what license she had, what type of harvest that she's had.
And they won't be making a recommendation, Mr. Zedrin. We'll hear that, and then if we decide to do that, we'll do it. Mr. Neal, Dr. Neal.
I recall this. My recollection was basically we followed regulation.
Yes.
And so if we're talking about not following regulation, that's a slippery slope.
It is.
And so,
is that a situation where we would have to deviate from regulation? Likely.
Well, the deviation
would be once again the medical aspect of it, whether
correct.
It's whether the medical or whether it's.
That's correct.
And we have an attorney that's sitting right here that she can give advice.
I'm gonna wait till you use her last.
Okay. Because I want
Mr. Ballard.
I recall this one too, and I remember it being pretty cut and dry. And fairly simple to where it was a point where there was a 5-month period that this could have been accomplished. And I do remember hearing it long enough that we did analyze some dates and determined that there was plenty of time that could have been done. And as someone who's lost a parent, I know that your mind's everywhere when that happens. But I do remember there being plenty of time. Do I make bad decisions every day? So I'm open to relooking at it if we feel the need, but I don't remember there being a whole lot of wiggle room on this one.
Okay, Ballard's
correct.
Okay, and
at the time I do remember that the commission went by the regulation essentially, and the criteria of the regulation were not met. The commission did not look at any other.
Okay. Ms. Withrow, the commission has done a very good job of persuading me not to go with my heart, but to go with my brain, and therefore we will not be able to take the matter up.
I do want to let you know that I've been trying to make a payment. Y'all don't accept credit over the phone. So when I was back in Texas, y'all wouldn't accept the credit card payment
on the phone. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
We will adjourn and return back to session at 12:45.